Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the National Young Parents Support Programme, formerly known as the Teen Parents Support Programme, supports over 500 young expectant mothers every year. Our reporter, Emer McCauley, has been finding out more about the challenges these young mums are facing, and she joins us now. And Emer, thanks for coming in to us. What can you tell us, firstly, about the NYPS, or the Young Parents Support Programme?
Hi, Sarah. So the Young Parents Support Programme is part of TRIOR. That was set up in 1976 as the National Support Service for Unmarried Parents and Their Children. Obviously, society's changed a lot since then, and today it supports young parents in their teens and in their early 20s. It's helped over 10,000 young parents across 10 counties, and it's recently secured funding to expand its centres to 19 counties by 2027.
Okay, and what are the specific health issues then that young expectant mothers face?
So in its recently published report for 2023, the NYPS found that of 264 expecting mothers who engaged with its service in that year, less than half of the women and girls were taking prenatal supplements, including folic acid, with affordability being the biggest barrier and concealed pregnancies being a factor too. It's now calling for the HSC to fund a pilot project that would see women and girls in that situation given supplements for free. I spoke to Samantha Dunn, the manager of the programme, to find out more about the challenges facing these women and girls.
The expansion, the evolution of the service is the response to an emerging need in the age range between the 20s and 24s. There's a lot of complexities. So added to that, systemic issues that we all see across the board nationally, that's domestic abuse, it's homelessness, the housing is an issue, mental health issues, substance abuse issues. A lot of the young parents would have a social care history. One of the issues is we would have a number of concealed pregnancies, and that would be across the under 20s to not engage with maternity services. So that would lead to obviously a lower number of young mums actually taking the necessary nutritional supplements. So the bigger issue that we found, it's just the affordability. Some mums can't afford the extra 20 or 30 or 40 euros a month. So what we're trying to do as a project as a whole is get funding to provide a pilot programme with some of the local projects around Dublin to, I suppose, provide for a cost analysis of providing those supplements free of charge as part of a young mum's health.
So that's Samantha Dunn there. And Emer, you've been looking at the numbers around teen pregnancy.
Yeah, so we know that teen pregnancy rates are generally falling each year. Over 3,000 teen mothers gave birth the year this service was launched. In 2023, that figure was just 705 young mums. The service supported over 500 young parents in that year, including 509 mothers and 47 fathers. For 2024, Samantha told me that figure will probably be in and around 600 young parents. She said, though, that the number of parents presenting to the service for support aged over 20 is increasing. Almost 40% of the young parents involved with the service in 2023 have a social care history, with over 40 mothers having experience being in care themselves. And then another issue that they're facing is many of these young parents are experiencing domestic violence or coercive control. In 2023, the service found that 20% of young mothers reported having experienced some form of coercive control, while 7% of young fathers said they'd experienced the same. The service said it's increasingly worried about the prevalence of coercive control facing vulnerable young parents. In 16 cases, project workers detected coercive control themselves, but in those cases, the parents were reluctant to share their experiences, or they were unaware that what they were experiencing actually was coercive control. I went to Limerick and met Joanne Ryan. She manages the service hub there to find out more about the issues impacting young parents in that area.
Education, getting them to re-engage with education after they've had the baby, or keeping them in education whilst they're pregnant. The majority would be from, you know, underprivileged areas in the city and county.
Do you see many of them who are struggling with the cost of living?
Hugely, yeah. Particularly with their prenatal care. So, you know, taking the folic acid, that wouldn't be top priority. Taking supplements, it would be having lights on in the house, heating. We'd have a number of girls living in emergency accommodation. You're providing a workshop, say, on weaning, and you're cooking the veg and you're pureeing it and you're showing them how to do everything. They don't even have a kettle in their room. We would have quite a high number of young parents experiencing domestic violence in the home. We've had extreme cases in the pregnancy where there was concerns that, you know, the baby had been harmed and stuff. I've found that particularly in the more affluent areas, there are often the young people that we struggle most to engage in our programmes. And that's down to their own parents not wanting to be associated with, you know, needing services involved.
And that's Joanne Ryan there in Limerick. Eimear, you met some of the mums themselves. So what did they tell you about their experiences?
Yeah, so I met a few mums in Limerick and they told me that while they feel that Ireland has come a long way, there is still really a stigma around teen pregnancy in this country, and they felt that in their own experiences. Also, a lack of specialised support for those experiencing homelessness was a major issue for multiple women who described to me sleeping in hotels and hostels while pregnant or in their teens while they had a newborn with them. And they described to me what they felt was a lengthy fight to get housing support for themselves and their children that was harder than it should have been. Here's what they had to say.
I became pregnant when I was 16 years old. It's really overwhelming. I suppose Ireland has come a long way since the mother and baby homes, but stigma can last a long time afterwards. And I think there's still some stigma there before I had Cullen. Me as a 16-year-old, the thoughts of walking into an antenatal class full of, 10, 20 women who are of a more like appropriate age, I suppose, that's so daunting. The likes of the teen parent support, for them to offer an antenatal class just for young parents, it's so lovely being able to go in comfortably. So I went from Limerick Youth Service, I finished my Leave and Cert Applied from there, then I went on to Mary Immaculate College and I got my bachelor's degree then in media and psychology. And the teen parent support were amazing. I'm always looking out for the opportunity to let people know that it will be okay, because it was such a vulnerable time, and I didn't feel it at the time, but looking back now I think, God, my poor little 16-year-old self going through a life-changing experience.
I am 24 and I have two kids, two girls, 1 3-year-old and 1 1-year-old. At the time I was in my dad's house, which was very overcrowded. There was 9 of us living in a 2-bedroom house. And I ended up in the Henry Street Garda Barracks. I ended up staying there overnight to get into temporary accommodation. I was passed around from Limerick to Rakeel, back to Limerick in nearly 6 different hotels. I had my small one with me, she was 6 months old. I was very worried about where we were going to be, like what was going to be our future for me and her. Like, with the help of like teen support group and everything, it really boosts your confidence and makes you feel like you're going to become that mother that you want to be. Like,
for young mothers who are experiencing homelessness, do you think there's enough support there?
No, I don't think there's no support. Like, there is a bit, but they need to really up their game in supporting young parents and kids. Like, first when they find out they're pregnant, they don't know where to go, what to do, and there isn't many resources at all. And like that, sleeping in a barracks isn't a good resource for you, whether how many kids you have. So they really need to look into what they need to do. Like, they need to make like a plan out of how they can help more.
I was 19. Well, I wasn't expecting it anyway, so it was a very big shock. I became homeless then when I was about 7 months. I told the maternity, and then the maternity linked me in with the girls up here. So then they helped me fight to get a house. So he came actually early. I had him at 35 weeks from the stress of being homeless. And then I went into emergency accommodation. I was there, I think, for 6 or 7 weeks.
That must have been tough.
Very hard, but the girls were very good just to keep me occupied, and that I wasn't in my emergency accommodation the whole time because I didn't like it there. They got me into like a hairdressing course. They were great support, but like, I don't think I probably would have even made it this far without them. Like, you always think, you know, when people say, okay, look, they only want what's best for you, they want to help you when you're kids, you're thinking straight away, all right, they think I'm a bad mother, or they think I'm not going to be able to take care of this child. Realistically, like, it's not, it's the complete opposite. They want to give you advice, they want to help you do things.
And that is Eimear McCauley reporting on the National Young Parents Support Programme.